because the public can't compartmentalize science.
Dave Farina thinks you're too ignorant to understand the difference between a hard science like chemistry and a soft science like archaeology. And as a result, he thinks questioning how the pyramids were built leads to all manner of science denial.
When it comes to like some of the ancient structures that Graham talks about, like the ones in Indonesia, Turkey, Egypt, and even, you know, in the UK with like Stonehenge, there's a reason that it's one of the seven wonders of the world, right? Is because it's like almost seems like an impossible feat for ancient humans to be able to do. That's why a lot of people, a huge subset of people in the world, believe like there's a logic gap there, right? There's like, how does this make sense? We don't know. Maybe we'll fill it in with God, or maybe we'll fill it in with aliens. Mm-hmm. I don't know, right? But like, it's like the conventional explanation for how it happened seems to be like it doesn't seem to add up. It doesn't seem to make sense, which is why I think most people are so fascinated with this stuff and like to come up with all these crazy theories and ideas that may be bullshit, they may be bogus, but to be able to talk about them and discuss them and do, you know, podcasts on them, I don't think it's dangerous in any way.
Well, I don't know, because I mean, it depends. For an academic, for an archaeologist to propose something about a particular site, that's academic science. There's no problem with that. And to have a discussion within the scientific community, that's happening all the time in every field. There's no problem with that. But the way that these grifters come at this, you know, oh, all the archaeologists are closed-minded and they're idiots and they don't know about this and they don't know about that and they're denying this for whatever reason, that poisons the public against the scientific community. Right. And that is what leads to enhanced vaccine hesitancy and all these other things. Right. Because the public can't compartmentalize science.
You thought I was making that up, didn't you? But no, there it is. The guy is so freaking arrogant. He doesn't think you're even capable of seeing the same things that he sees. And as a result, you probably shouldn't talk as much as him.